And
she was honored at Jackson College Saturday. Bless her heart. Nice.
Yes, she was honored alongside the great GOC.
Well, we can go that far.
out there at the college. But, yeah, Greg, congratulations, Greg.
Thank you.
104.
104. Yeah, she's going to be 105 in December.
Well, Kathy and I are grandparents, but no matter what you may think, Ben, I'm not that old yet. Okay,
I mean, sure.
You may seem like it sometimes.
That's right.
But you know, we were able to this past weekend spend some time with family and grandkids, and always enjoyable. You know, we love our grandkids, and we love when they go home. Isn't that right, Greg?
That's
Greg's a grandparent. I know.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, today we're looking at some new trends in the workforce that have developed over the last year and a half or so. We're discussing an article from my alma mater, the Kellogg School of Management, over there on the shores of Lake Michigan.
Sing the fight song for Northwest.
I can't. I can't do that right now.
Forever, right?
But this is an article, right, from Benjamin Friedrich, one of the professors over there.
Yeah, so Friedrich, do you know him?
I don't.
Yeah, okay. Well, Friedrich talks about several long-term changes to the labor market that are, these are already in motion, Ben and Greg. And his point of the discussion here is that employers are asking the wrong question. Mm-hmm. You know, and so instead of asking when the job market will fully recover, he says, you know, maybe we should be asking what are the new trends in the job market that are coming our way.
Yeah.
And his point is that, you know, as the job market continues to bounce back, it's going to look very different.
Yeah. So Friedrich gives us some insight about the trends he's seeing in his research about how the job market will look as we continue to recover and come out of the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Some good stuff here for both employers and employees alike. The first trend he is noticing is workplace flexibility. It's here to stay.
Yeah, it ain't going away.
Office space is cheap.
Yes, it is. Yeah, many workers in the U.S., you know, now have the expectation of being able to work from home, work in the office, or both. You know, that hybrid model that we've heard about. It's not going away.
Nope.
But it does look like many employers will struggle with, like, this low, you know, how much flexibility they can tolerate without sacrificing productivity, giving up company culture, accommodating everybody. So it's a little bit of a struggle there.
Yeah, for sure. So, okay, so another trend coming to the forefront of the job market right now is the use of people analytics.
Oh, boy, that's a big word for
me. That is. So it's deep. So people analytics. People analytics is the analysis of large sets of data about employee preferences, their engagement at work, what they're looking for in terms of promotions, salaries, expectations, et cetera, that kind of thing. Yeah. It's the data about employees within the business.
That's so much easier to say, isn't it?
It is.
Than people analyze.
I don't know why you put all the other words in front of that.
I had to make it sound important. Actually, those are Friedrich's words. So
okay.
Yeah. But HR departments are using more people analytics to help in recruiting new people, reduce turnover, change company benefits packages, that sort of thing. So, you know, it leads into this third trend that's also going on. It's noted by Friedrich, the author of this article, which is one of job shift. So job shift acknowledges that as these jobs come back from the pandemic, Ben, they may not come back in the same form.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a shift in the task that workers are being being asked to do as they come back.
Yeah, that's right. So for example, while demand for workers in retail stores might be down for various reasons, mm-hmm. warehouse and transportation workers are needed as e-commerce increases. So we're starting to see a shift from floor sales jobs in the brick-and-mortar stores to warehousing jobs as we go forward.
Yeah, in my neighborhood, yesterday afternoon, I was out walking, and there's a Amazon Prime guy out driving around.
I talked to our Amazon Prime deliverer on Saturday.
On a Sunday. Yeah.
He said he's been attacked by three dogs in the last, like, 4 weeks.
Bless his heart, they go seven days a week.
Yeah.
I think I've even seen them. United States Postal Service on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah, they deliver for Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, things are changing. That's an example of that job shift.
Mm-hmm.
And the final shift in the job market is something we've all observed, and we've even talked about it on this show some, and that is that workers will command higher wages. So notice the phrase here is command higher wages.
Yeah.
Paying wages from, you know, even a year ago will likely not be competitive enough to meet the demand for wages as we enter into late 2020. I mean, just like we were talking about as we got going here, there's been a huge acceleration in wage growth in the last 8 months. And employers are finding that employees are shopping for higher wage jobs that could, you know, include flexible hours and flexible work locations.
Yeah, that's right. And we've even seen this on the hourly wage side of things in our business for many of the positions that we staff for. And we have employers who have raised their wages over the past 12 months. And like you said, over the last 8 or 9 for sure.
The last 4 months.
Yeah. Those employers are easier for us to sell our employees who are looking for the best opportunities out there. Yeah. And those employers who are not raising their wages to keep up with the demand, they're just, you know, they're going to be left behind. And we have a couple employers that we staff for that are, they're saying, nope, we're staying at $11 an hour and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, Greg, if there are listeners out there still on the sidelines, we encourage them to get in line for these jobs today. Mm-hmm. Right now, today's a good day. The good paying jobs are still available, but they're going quickly. Come into U.S. Staffing, get in the system, and secure a good, high paying job today. Maybe you're a local employer and you're not sure what the going wages are for your open positions. Contact us. We do wage analysis all the time for people, for businesses.
Yep.
And we can let you know where you're at compared to other local businesses. So, Ben, how can people find us here in the Jackson area?
Yep. So if business leaders and potential team members want to talk with us, they can find us on Facebook at U.S. Staffing Agency. Or they can come over to our Jackson location at 707 North Wisner Street. They can also find us on the website where you found us and you applied for 3 or 4 jobs at usstaffingagency.com. And our phone number is 787-6150.